when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
I thought you were clapping. With a bit more energy, a bit more life. I thought you were imagining it is your wedding and how we should clap for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This afternoon we are, is it morning or afternoon? It's morning. This morning we are happy to be here. And I believe that, please work on the sound, and I believe that this service is not only for Akwesi and Golda, but for all of us. It's not that you have come to witness a wedding, but we have come before God. And as God joins those two together, he will talk to you too. Put your hands together one more time. Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this morning. Thank you for this gathering of your saints, that we are here to worship and to also witness Akwesi and Golda coming together to form a union. My prayer, Lord, this morning is to bless us. Bless the time we have here. Bless all that we takes place under this service. And let us go home much better off. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear a louder amen. God bless you. Maybe seated. This morning, for political reasons, I'm preaching a very short message. I know some don't believe me, but I don't care. I know they don't believe, but they don't believe me. They know themselves. Yeah, from long about short messages. Today I'm preaching, going around in circles. Going around in circles. Deuteronomy chapter 1. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. If you only use the King James, you are missing many, many things. Because even me, many things I don't understand there. And I'm sure I know more than you. If you like, let's bet. Who will bet? Nobody will bet.
Let's
be, where are you getting up? Okay. We'll try to get up. New Living Translation chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let us hear these words. These are the words that Moses spoke to all the people of Israel while they were in the wilderness east of the Jordan River. They were camped in the Jordan Valley near Suf, between Paran on one side and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dai Zahab on the other.
Na omabuano ewo Jordan emepono ho a na omoche Paran ene Tophel entem.
Mark verse 2. Normally,
it takes only 11 days to travel from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, going by the way of Mount Zia.
But
Mark verse 3, but 40 years after the Israelites left Egypt, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses addressed the people of Israel, telling them everything that the Lord had commanded him to say.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Tell somebody, going round in circles. Going round in circles. You see, many of us, we are moving in life. We are taking steps. We are doing things. But if you look carefully, you are where you were, still in the same place that you were last year. Many of us, we are moving. If I say we are not moving, it's not true. We are moving. But if you look carefully, you are not going anywhere. And that is why this morning, it's a very short message. Don't mind Rosemary. Going round in circles. Because verse 2 says, normally, it takes 11 days. Normally, all things being equal, it should take 3 years to finish SHS. 1, 2, and 3. 3 years. Normally. But some use 5. Verse 3 says, it took them 40 years. 40 years to cover that distance. And the reason is, they were going round in circles. They were going round and round and round and round. And when you are going round in circles, you are moving. You are going somewhere. But after a time, when you open your eyes again and you look, you are back in the same place. One day, I was going to my friend's house. His house is about 20 minutes from my house. As I'm walking. So I was walking the normal walk. Then I came to a junction. I said, by logic. How many know logic? By logic, if I pass here, it should be shorter. So I passed here. And I was going down, not my normal route, another route. And when I went, then I came to a junction, I wasn't too sure. So I looked left and I looked right. Then I said, here. Then I passed here. Then I walk. Came to another junction. Look left, look right. Then I said, I pass here. After a while, I was lost. Because The house is 15 minutes from my house. But I was walking for 30 minutes. So I knew I was lost. So now I was looking for my way back to the old way. So I was walking and I would look for familiar landmark. I was walking. Please don't laugh at me. I walk for 1 hour. After 1 hour, I saw a building. I said, I know this building. I know where I am. Do you know where I was? Where I turned right. That I had gone round in a circle. I've come back to the same place. I pack and went home. Because when you go around in circles, you will find yourself back in the same place. Even though you are moving, spending energy, spending time, making efforts, you just come back to the same place. And it's interesting because Israel, they spent 40 years going on a journey that normally takes 11 days. This morning, I'm talking to somebody here. I didn't hear amen. I didn't hear loud
amen.
Somebody who is going around in circles. Somebody who has spent a long time moving. But going nowhere. And you see, some of you'll be like, you'll be arguing with me. That, oh, I'm not in the same place. I went to Jirapa. And in Jirapa. I was on the Jirapa. I went on the road, on the highway. I came to a roundabout. Do you know the roundabout? Car tie on the road. That was the roundabout. It happens. Many is a roundabout. So in 5 seconds, you can go around and you are back at where you are. But how many know Tetekwashi Circle is a roundabout? It is 1 mile from point A, round and back to point A. You see, listen carefully. Some roundabouts, they are short. So very, very soon, you know you're back at the same place. Some are Tetekwashi runabout. It will take you a long time before you realize you are back at the same place. I
said,
a certain man, he was my friend.
No, you're my downfall.
I had been with him somewhere. Then he told me he was retiring. So I came to see him. That day when I got there, he was moving out of the bungalow to his. He was retired.
When I
got there, I saw suitcases and boxes.
Hey,
I didn't see furniture. I saw suitcase, boxes, portmanteau. Did you know portmanteau? Portmanteau. I saw those things. So I asked him, where are you going? Then he told me he's going back to the family house. Because there's a room there for him. And I said, this man has done a roundabout. The house where he was living, he has worked for 42 years. He has worked for 42 years somewhere far in the north. 42 years. After the years have finished, he has come back to his father's house. When I was in Form 1, are you here this morning? You are very quiet. You came for the wedding. I'm wasting your time. I'm preaching. When I was in Form 1, I was living in Mamprobi. My grandfather's house. There was a wall. And we used to hang on the wall. Look, I wasn't born again at that time.
So
we were not doing good things on the wall. But how many have been on the wall before? You are hanging on. There's a gutter. Some is a gutter. It's not a wall. It's a gutter. Some is a veranda.
Uh-huh.
Mine is a wall. So we're hanging on the wall. Giving commentary as people were passing. And there was another wall about 3, 4, 5 houses away. Where I had a schoolmate also in Fansipim, also on that wall.
So
we were on one wall, he was on the other wall. We were all giving commentary. I was in Form 1. He was in Form
4.
Then I finished school. Went to
tech.
Finished tech. Traveled. Came back. One day, my mother sent
me
to my grandfather's house. So I went to my grandfather's house. And I saw the wall. And I remembered our past. How many remember their past? For better, for worse. For better, for worse. I remember my past. All the people, all the things we had done on the wall. I was driving my car. And I said, let me just go down this street and for old time's sake. So I went down the street
and
I came to the second wall. Hey! Do you know what I saw? I saw that guy again with big motorway on the wall, still at the wall. Look, I had to hide in my car so he wouldn't see me. And I drove past him. And I said, I left this place about 30 years ago. And I have roamed the world, gone to Norway, come back, gone to Tamale. 30 years I've come back and I met my schoolmate still on the wall. Tell somebody, going around in circles. Many of us are going around in circles. One day I met some boys. They were sitting under a tree, talking under a tree. So I asked them, what do you do? One said, I don't go to school. One two sat there and said, oh, I'm learning medicine or something. They were area boys. And then one of them, he said, I have finished a certain school. If I see the school, the people are here. They will not like me again. I said, you have finished this school. It begins with P, but I won't say it. I won't say it. It's not Augustus.
Menka.
It's not Prisek. It could be Pope John. Why is P? Anything
Kumasi?
Hey. I don't know what school it is. I don't know what school it is. Patasi Emi. He said they are here. I know one of them. Where is Henry? You know? It's not Henry. Where's Henry? Another one. You know one. He's one. It's a school. He has finished the school and he has come back to sit down with area boys. These guys didn't go to school. He went to school. His father paid 3 years secondary school fees for him to study. But after finishing, he has come back to square
one.
Tell somebody, don't go around in circles.
Number
one.
Those
who go to school and don't learn. I have seen many young people finish school and then they come back home. You will meet some people when you ask them, they are walking around as if they never went to school before. This morning, tap your neighbor and ask him, excuse me, priest, what school did you go to? In case you went to the P school, what school did you go to?
Ask
another priest, what school did you go to?
And
check if you can guess from their appearance, the way they are looking, the way they are sitting down, the way they are as if, can you see the school on them? Can you see? No, can you see that this school is on the person? He has gone around and come back to square one. Amen.
Amen.
Because it is, you see, what happened, what led Israel to go around and come back to square one? Amen.
Amen.
What led Israel to come back to square one? Because if you remember Numbers chapter 14, God sent them out to spy the land. And they spied the land. They went around for 40 days spying the land. And they came back with a report about the land. That it is a good land. Good fruits. But there are giants in the land. And so they brought an evil report and told the people, we can't take this land.
A
land God had told them to take this land. They came and said, we can't take the land. And God said, okay, you have said it. It will happen as you have said. Tell your neighbor, be careful what you say. Don't talk by heart that Adenu is very, very hard. Don't say those words. It will become hard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your words will happen. Are you listening to me? You are a spiritual person. Don't talk by heart. Don't say things are, Ghana is getting worse. It's not getting worse. I don't know about you, but not for me. For me, it's going to get better. I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
You like, don't clap. Clap for me if you won't clap for yourself. Clap for me. Hallelujah. What they said, God said it will happen. And you will wander in the wilderness 1 year for every day that you spy the land.
Now, okay, so I'm going to say, I'm going to say, as a person, so that could be a fit.
And you will wander in the wilderness for 40 days. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 33. And your children will be like shepherds wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. In this way, they will pay for your faithlessness until the last of you lies dead in the wilderness. Why? Verse 34. Because your men explore the land for 40 days. You must wander in the wilderness for 40 years. A year for every day. Then you will discover what it is like to have me for an enemy. Tell somebody, I don't want God to be my enemy. No. God, my enemy is too bad. But you see, this morning, what I'm saying very briefly is that some people are going round in circles. And if you look, you are coming back to the same place. People marry, leave the house, go have children, fight, quarrel, divorce, and come back to the house. People wake up one morning, get visa, travel to America, travel to London, spend 30 years there, struggle, come back to Ghana, and come to the family house again.
And you probably are sorry, no more in your visa, no more to Kwanya Kwa America. Okoye Juma in Fiadriasa, and so a bar, no asa, but in Abusu and Fie.
You'll see a family, three sisters, two are not married, they have children. One is married, she has a nice husband, she has three children. She will go around, fight, quarrel. Sister to come and help her to quarrel more. There'll be more fighting. Then she will leave the marriage, come home, and join the two sisters who didn't marry. And they're all sitting happily in the house in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, going around in circles. And you see, tap your neighbor, say, my neighbor, check, my neighbor, check your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 2. We spent many years wandering around outside the hill country.
Verse 2.
Then at last. Are you here this morning? Those who are wandering around in circles. Do you want to know how to escape this circle? Do you want to know how to break the cycle of going round and round? Then the Lord said to me, you have been wandering around in the hill country long enough. Turn to the north. Hallelujah. Turn to the north. You see, this morning I want to show you a very simple way to break this wandering around, going round and round in circles. A very simple way. Turn to the north. I want you to know that in the Bible, the north is symbolic. The north is symbolic for where God is. Psalm 75 and verse 6. It says, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south." But God is the one. God is the judge. Ask your neighbor, "I hope you did geography in school." Geography in school, the compass have 4 points.
Geography school, no. Cardinal points, no.
Hey, they are making cardinal points. She did geography in school. 4 points. 4 points on the compass.
Compass, no. Ewo, biaye nine.
But only three are mentioned. And what David is saying here, that promotion does not come from the east, does not come from the west, and does not come from the south.
Now, David,
he didn't mention the north. But he said in the next verse that promotion comes from God. So promotion comes from the north,
and
that is where God is. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole world. It's telling you about the city where God is. It says, "Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north." The city of the great king. So when you hear the north in the Bible, oftentimes it is referring to God. This morning, anybody who is here this morning, and you can see that you are going around in circles. There is no breaking through, getting away from your circles. I mean, you should be able to see, "I have moved away. My life has changed. I'm a different person. I didn't have a car. Now I have a car. I didn't have a house. Now I have a house. I didn't have education. Now I have education. I didn't have something. Now I have something."
But
after getting the something, you must get more. I didn't hear amen. You must get more. Don't get something and then after 2 years, you are back again in the family house. Don't buy a car after some time. The car is parked at the fitter shop for the past 3 years. It's been parked there. No tires, some cement block tires. It's not going anywhere. You are back to the one who doesn't have a car.
Let me
tell you something. This morning, Pastor Kwesi, it's breaking out. I said it's breaking out of the old cycle of going, young man, go to town, come home, eat your mother's food, go to town, come. He is breaking out of that cycle. Many men eat their mother's eduani. Yeah, their mother's eduani is what they're living on. Listen carefully. Marriage. When I said go to the north, go to God. Going to God, marriage is God's idea. Tap a young man nearby and ask him, where is your wisdom? Where is your wisdom? Tap a young man. Ask him, are you married? Are you married? Are you married? Are you married? After, look, I see you, young man. You are working. Don't ask the children, ask the young men. Are you married? Many are stuck in the same place, going around. You have finished school many years ago. Tap a man, say, but I think the man is talking to you. Yeah. You have finished school, gone around, and you are still eating your mother's ejani. At least from today. Akwesi will eat golden eduani. At least after he has broken out of a certain change. Don't come back home again. Oh. Just keep going. I said, keep going. When you start working with God, don't come back again. Keep going. Don't spoil what God is doing in your life by adding your own wisdom. Keep going. Follow God's instructions. Let God... Are you here this afternoon? Let God lead and guide you. I'm closing on one last statement. Not all tradition is going to take you where God is taking you. I'm ending on this one to avoid trouble. Put your hands together and stand your feet. Before trouble comes unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But tell somebody, don't go around in circles. It's actually a curse. It's actually a curse that will bring you back to where you started from. And breaking that curse is going to the north where God is. Following the ways of God. And when you do that, you will see the hand of God. God will lift you up. May I have left my past long ago. There is no resemblance between where I started from and where I am today. God has lifted me and sent me far. But I'm not special. What he has done for me, he will do for you. What he has done for me, I said he will do it for you. I married. 33 years ago, 34 years ago, 35 years ago, I've forgotten. Ask my wife, she'll confirm how many years I'm married. And I've never gone back. Don't go back. I finished school. I've never gone back. I've moved around. I've never gone back. No one must mark time and go back. In the name of Jesus. You want to bow your head this afternoon? Close every eye closed. Every eye bowed. Every head bowed. Minus God. You are likely to go around in circles. Minus God. It's likely it's likely that you will make a mistake that will cancel all the progress you have made. And that is why this morning I'm always happy to introduce God into somebody's life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You are here. And you know deep in your heart you are not born again. You are here this afternoon. And you know deep in your heart you are not sure where you are going when you die. You want to go to heaven, but you are not sure. And sometimes you are afraid to die. Because you don't know where you are going. And if you are here like that, wherever you are, do me a favor and lift your right hand. I want to pray for you right now. You are here. You are not sure where you are going when you die. You are afraid to die sometimes. Wherever you are, just give me a wave with your right hand. Just lift your right hand. Your right hand. Thank you. I see one hand at the back. Just your right hand. Thank you. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, if you've raised your hand, come to me at the front. I want to pray with you right now. Just come to me at the front. Oh, clap for them as they come. Your clapping is not lively. I think you can do better than this with the lively clap. Yeah, just come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are here this morning, and you have never prayed, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Maybe you go to church. You are in church often. But this prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, you have never prayed it. If you are here like that, wherever you are, you to give me a wave with your right hand. You are here like that. You have never prayed, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to pray with this prayer with you right now. Nobody. My sisters, my brothers, I want us to pray. I want to lead you in this prayer. Maybe you are here but you are too shy to come. No problem. You pray this prayer in your seat also. It is your heart that God is looking at and not where you are standing. And so I want us to pray this prayer right now. Shall we all? I want to lead you in this prayer. Please pray after me. Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am.
Just as I am.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
All my sins. All the bad things I have done. Wash them away. With your sacrifice. On Mount Calvary. Change my heart. Give me a new heart. One that will love you. And serve you. For the rest of my days. Prepare a place for me. In heaven by your side. And write my name. In the book of life. Today, I give my life to Jesus. Today, I ask Jesus come into my heart. And take control. Today, Jesus is my Lord.
My Savior. My Master.
And my best friend.
And I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
When he ran to me,
took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said my son's come home.
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place, this and every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.